This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the pardon of a convicted felon who has started a re-entry program for other men emerging from federal prison in the second night of the Republican National Convention. The president's unconventional move is only one of the breaks with tradition as the Republicans hold four nights of festivities in the lead-up to President Trump's acceptance of the Republican nomination to run for a second term in office. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to deliver a pre-taped set of remarks Tuesday as he travels overseas promoting the recent normalization of relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, brokered by the United States. The move has sparked criticism as the nation's top diplomat usually refrains from participating in political conventions. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is set to deliver the keynote address Tuesday from the White House Rose Garden, and presidential offspring Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump are also slated to speak. For President Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial. They're a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another four-year term, when national polls often show voters disapprove of his performance as the country's chief executive during the past 3.5 years. He has 10 weeks left to make his case before Election Day. But the polls show Biden, that is competitor Joe Biden, running for the Democrats, leading by an average of 7.6 percentage points. That's according to an aggregation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. The president of the UN Security Council said Tuesday there is no consensus for restoring international sanctions on Iran in the 15-member council, and that he would take no further action on a U.S. demand to reimpose them. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo requested the restoration of sanctions